According to a AAA analysis on data that came from the Connecticut Crash Data Repository, 5 to 6 p.m. just became increasingly more dangerous now that the clocks have gone back an hour. It could feel like a real shock for people who will get out of work this evening and all of a sudden it looks like it's the middle of the night. Or even for young drivers, let's take the high schoolers, for example, leaving an after-school program or sport, walking outside, and now it looks like the middle of the night. So we want to talk about that adjustment for drivers. And for that, we talked to one of our transportation experts. Jim Cameron is back. And Jim, you actually just wrote an article that was released this weekend, knowing the clocks were rolling back. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, it's the article about the solution to the darkness and how to adjust to that. But it's also a problem, and that's turning on your headlights on your car, right?
Yes.
There's a problem when you're driving at night. And you're on like a two-lane road you might even be familiar with, but more dangerous if it's, you know, something unfamiliar to you. You're driving along, and suddenly another car comes in the other direction, and you get blinded by the headlights. What's going on? Why are these lights so bright? Why are these new blue and white lights brighter than the old lights are? And why am I looking, you know, literally get blinded by oncoming headlights? So.
Mm-hmm.
This was inspired by my own experience driving at night recently. And I said, there's a story in here. And I discovered one.
There is a story there, Jim. Because honestly, a lot of the times I think people have their brights on. But I've realized in recent years, because look, I drive in the middle of the night. And I've definitely noticed that shift really in the last couple of years. Because I've worked a morning shift now for, it will be, we're coming up on 10 years. So thank you. I know my husband's like, when are we done with this shift? So I've noticed in the last couple of years in particular that I am very sensitive to these different lights on cars. I don't have a newer car, so I know my brights, I don't even think compare to what their regular lights are, but they look like a lot of times that people have their brights on and they don't.
So let me tell you what's going on. Yeah. I mean, you're driving along and you think, this guy coming at me has his brights on. So you flash your brights, which is basically saying, hey, dude, you can turn your brights off. And suddenly he turns his brights on and it's even worse. So it's just his regular headlights. So the science of all this is that when your eye gets hit by that much light, especially in these particular blue-white frequencies, it literally blinds you. Your pupils contract. And, you know, you're momentarily blind. Why is this happening? Well, first of all, the headlights on cars may not be properly aligned. Maybe on your own cars. It used to be that the state inspected headlights when they did inspections of emissions, but they stopped doing that in 2001. So proper alignment. The other problem is that a lot of the cars on the road now are these big SUVs. They're higher up off the road. And as they point down the road, they're coming into your eye range much more than a car at the same level as you're in. And then the worst problem of all is these new bulbs. It used to be that the incandescent light bulbs, the ones that look kind of yellowish, are being replaced by LEDs and xenon lights, which have a blue-white kind of look to them.
Mm.
And your eye is particularly sensitive to those. So we can talk about some of the solutions that people have, but that's what's going on. And the last thing I want to say about before we get to the solutions is, you know, a lot of people, you know, seniors especially, just say, I don't want to drive at night. I just don't want to go out there. It's dangerous. Well, you're right, but why should new headlights turn us into less social animals? Why should we limit our nighttime activities simply because of these new headlights and whether they're properly aligned on cars?
I mean, I will say, Jim, and maybe this makes me one of a more, I'd say, defensive or nervous drivers, but I know for myself, it's a combination of certainly that kind of an update. But honestly, driver behavior is a big reason why I don't really enjoy driving at night because, you know, one of the things you talk about in your article is the importance of slowing down. And honestly, the average driver doesn't do that, especially if they're on roads that they're very familiar and comfortable with. I know in my neighborhood in particular, we have a lot lot of winding roads that if you're going, again, downhill, obviously, people use our roads as cut-throughs a lot. They're very familiar with them. And so when you combine that darkness factor with the lights and the fact that people aren't slowing down, I could totally understand why, you know, you have a cutoff time. I know for my parents, when they come to babysit, I always say, I'm going to try to get home before it gets too dark because I don't want you driving home. And my parents are in very good health, but I just don't trust the driver behavior. And then when you add those updates to lights, for example, it's worrisome. I can understand that.
And then add that layer of what we talked about last week, Melissa, which is wet leaves on the road.
You know? There you go.
Especially after the storm we had. If you're driving on a road you might be familiar with, you're getting blinded by an oncoming car's headlights, and now you got wet leaves on the road, and you're going to try and stop. You know, I think that's when people go, maybe I'll just stay home tonight and watch TV or something.
Yeah, I totally get it. So we've got Jim Cameron here, who's one of our transportation experts, and he was talking about how the lights certainly might feel very shocking to you, especially because if you're driving home later this evening and typically it was more dusk, but now it's going to feel like it's the middle of the night because of the clocks changing. It might feel extra shocking to have these lights in your face. So you had mentioned kind of a bluish light. So do blue, I've always asked this, if blue light glasses actually would be helpful. I use them in my office because of the screens that we use to get news and all of that. Would that be helpful while driving to have blue light glasses or not really?
Well, as I wrote in my article for Talking Transportation, the jury is still out on this. I've seen, you know, a lot of research from people who say there's no science to support this. Theoretically, blue light glasses are supposed to block those colors of the spectrum that in an office setting, when you're doing a computer all day, kind of add to eye fatigue. But when you're out on the highway and there's blue light headlights coming at you, if you wear those yellow glasses or the ones that are called, you know, nighttime driving glasses, I mean, I've tried them out and it looks like it's a little less blinding, but that also gives some people the false sense of security. Ah, I can go back to regular speed now. So no one's really sure whether they work. A lot of patients of the eye doctors say, I swear by these things, but the science doesn't necessarily support it. Mm. What you can do is if you're driving along and these headlights start coming at you, A, don't look at the headlight. I mean, if you're looking at the headlight that's coming at you, it's just going to worsen the situation. So experts say look to the right and down. A lot of roads have what's called a fog line. It's literally a line showing the right-hand side of where the road ends. So look in that direction, let the vehicle pass you, and then look up again. Try using anti-glare mirrors, especially in your rearview mirror, so that if an SUV comes up on your bumper, they're not going to be blinding you. You know, maybe you have to lower your head a little bit so that's not coming straight at you as well. But again, as we've said a couple times now, the best advice is just slow down. Don't race. You know, give that person the chance to get past you. I don't think they're intentionally trying to blind you, but maybe you need to get your headlights checked as well, too. You know, maybe you're part of the problem if you don't know how far your headlights actually project. And, you know, you can go to a place like Midas or Goodyear or one of these other automotive places, talk to your own mechanic. It'll cost you about $100 to make sure that you're not part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, and your article does talk a lot about that and even, you know, a bill that was a couple of years ago, kind of looking at the importance of emissions tests. And, you know, I think the article is really important to read, and especially if you are, again, going to be driving tonight, because maybe you didn't last night. I mean, it was a school night after all, Sunday night, and maybe you were indoors and you really didn't see sort of that that big shift where you're now leaving work at 5:30. And all of a sudden, wait, it is super dark out, and this is very jarring to see those lights. And again, you've got young drivers, too, and it's important that they also know and adjust to this. If they've got after-school activities or sports or, you know, or doing studying, whatever it may be, and they leave the school or wherever they are at 4:30, 5 o'clock, all of a sudden it looks like the middle of the night, which can be very jarring for drivers. And I think especially today, that is going to be a reality for some. So we are going to link Jim's latest article on this to our website, voiceofct.com, along with obviously this podcast. And Jim Cameron, I always appreciate you giving us the time here on WICC. Thank you so much. And always appreciate the work that you do in sharing more here on the show. As I mentioned, we're going to link Jim's latest article on this to our website, voiceofct.com. In the meantime, I think I'm going to try out those blue light glasses maybe when I leave for work tomorrow, because I want to know if that cuts down on just how glaring those lights really are.